Amen. We want to ask you to turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. It'll be chapter 4 and verse 4 to 13. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 13. When you have it, would you say amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right, we want to go on and read. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. And it said, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care of me have flourished again. Wherein ye were also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Not that I speak in want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Verse 12, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Let me ask you to turn to the 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And let's see here. In verse 6. It says 6 to 8. All right. And it says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. But we bought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therefore content. Amen. He be seated in the presence of the Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. So give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. All right. The title of my message today is Learning to Be Content. I got a couple amens. Learning to be content. Amen. Amen. Content. Learning, well, we do start of learning. Learning is a process. It don't happen all at once. You learn to be. It takes practice and going through different things. Amen. You're learning to be content. You're going through this and you're going through that and you're learning through the process. It's a process. Learning is a process. And it's a process that you're studying how to be, you acquire knowledge how to be, and you've been taught, and you're going through experiences. Amen. It's helping you. Amen. It's learning. It's a process of learning. Amen. Amen. All right. So, amen. And it says, amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. The Lord is telling us to rejoice in him all the time. Amen. We don't have to be jumping around, running around, but just giving God the praise. Amen. Just giving him honor and glory on the good day, on the bad day, on the well day, on the sick day. Whatever you may be going through, a discouraging day, God said, just give me praise anyhow. Learn to rejoice. And then he said again, and I say unto you again, he said, and rejoice. Praise his name. That's what he's saying. And he's saying, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Amen. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Your expression of the Lord. Let them know the Lord is at hand. Amen. Giving God the praise. Amen. In front of others, amen. You letting it be known how you feel about the Lord, amen. And verse 6 says, be careful for nothing. Amen. To be careful means to be cautious, to be alert, pay attention. Be careful for nothing. You know, ponder your steps as you walk through here, amen. You have to, sometimes you have to reexamine yourself, amen, to know what you're doing. Amen. Sometimes you got to go back and evaluate yourself just to what you to understand what you're doing. It starts to make sense to you. Go to the back to the Lord. You know, sometimes you have to go back. The Bible says examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. Amen. Amen. You have to even your walk with God, it's good to reevaluate your walk with God from time to time to see if you're in the faith. See if you're really walking with God the way he wants you to walk with him. We all have to, especially being saved. Even a while, you have to go back because things can get old. Mm-hmm. Amen. It's like you can come and get saved. It's like I'm saved and sanctified. I got saved 10 years. I got saved 20 or 25 years. But you can become stale in your walk with God. You can lose the fire of God. You can lose the excitement of God. Because some people think because once I get saved, that means always saved and I'm on my way to heaven. But it don't really mean that. Uh-huh. The Bible said he that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Uh-huh. And the Bible speaks about even in the book of Revelation, he said, I'd rather for you to be cold uh-huh. or hot. He said, if you lukewarm, I spew to you out of my mouth. But it's just like you eat food. If you eat cold foods, they say ice cream. Nobody want no warm ice cream because ice cream is supposed to be cold. You want the ice cream cold. I don't know about you, but I like to eat my food hot. Not so hot that it's going to burn my mouth, but I like it to be hot. I don't like no lukewarm, greasy food. No kind of food that's lukewarm. I like my food hot. If somebody didn't cook it, been sitting there, I said, can I warm this up? Well, I warm my own up, you know, my own food at home when I cook. I like my food to be hot. In the same way, God, he wants us to be stirred up for him on fire. The reason he wants us to be keep on fire for him, because he know if we cool off, we get in some trouble zones. Because you lose your passion. You lose passion for the things of God. Passion is desire. You lose desire for the things of God. You don't be excited about the things of God like you did when you first got saved. You get to the point you won't be excited about coming to the house of God. You lose all of that. So that's why the Lord, he helps us to be. He said, be careful for all things. Not so much in that area. Just be careful. Ponder your steps when you walk with God. Ponder, you know, am I getting anywhere? You know, seeing where this is taking me at. Sometimes you have to go back to the Lord, like Lord, you know, show me, keep me fresh with vision. The Bible said, without a vision. People perish. When people don't have a clue where they're going at, or you can start off with an insight where you're going, but you can lose it. You can lose vision. You can just be doing some. I'm going this way, but I don't forget where I'm going at now. And so he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything. God's saying being careful means be cautious, be alert, pay attention, to watch as well as pray. Don't do all the praying and don't watch around you. No, you're not watching other people. You're watching you. You're watching you and seeing, are you still stirred up about the things of God? Am I doing what God wants me to do? All of us need to reevaluate our lives and all, not just the well-managed, all over the world. God's people, we need to evaluate our lives to see why we're doing what we're doing. Because you can lose your joy and lose your peace, lose your excitement if you don't know why you're doing a thing. Amen? Amen. So it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. God is saying, be cautious, be alert, watch yourself. It's almost like people, to our side, they say, watch your surroundings. You know, they tell you on the news, watch your surroundings, and you're getting out of your car, but you need to watch your surroundings about you. You need to watch yourself and see, do I pray? Am I seeking God the way I need to seek God? Do I get into my prayer? Is my prayers as fresh as they was when I came to the Lord? You know, because you can examine your own self, and if you lost some ground, the only thing you need to do is pick it up. If I lost, you know, do I read the word like I used to? Do I have a desire to read? See, you're not going to read the word if you don't have no desire to read the word. You're not going to pray if you don't have no desire to pray. You're not going to do any of that. Even in our prayer life, we need to come up higher in our prayer life. I know I can't get amens. I say my own amen. Yeah. You got to come up higher in your prayer life, because if you keep praying the same thing, you're going to get tired of praying the same thing. That's what I'm saying. It's not for God's sake. It's for your sake. Yeah. You keep going before the Lord with the same thing. After a while, the devil already telling you before you get down there that God do not hear you. So if you keep praying the same thing, after a while, you don't even do that no more. So you're going to find other things more important to do, and you just take loose interest in even seeking God the way you need to seek the Lord. Because, see, if you're not really getting nothing, no breakthroughs or nothing in your life, the way you know, you're going to have an interest to get down there before God. I'm going to tell you. Because this flesh do not want to pray. No way. I can tell you that. I've been walking with God about 38, 39 years. Your flesh, my flesh, I don't care how long I've been walking with God, does not want to pray. It's my spirit, man, that wants to pray. My flesh would love to just sit back and do what I want to do and go where I want to go. I would, my flesh enjoys that better than going before the Lord in prayer. See, you got to tell people where they have to help people. Your flesh don't love God like it. It's your spirit, honey. It's your spirit. Your flesh can find 20,000 other things to do than what you do, what we're doing today. Amen? Even if you didn't get up and go out your house, no way. If you just sit and kick back and ate donuts all day, whatever you want to eat all day, and just do what you want to do, it could have found a more pleasure doing that than coming and serving up. It was your spirit that got up, because your spirit said, I need to get something for my spirit so I can keep it going on the inside. Amen? Somebody give God a praise. A long time ago, they used to tell you, you be baptized in Jesus' name, get the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues. But did anybody tell you on the in-between how you keep that? Because you can just dry up from that. And then you had some people kept walking with God. They got a hold of God. They got a prayer life like they needed it. And they was able to walk with God some year. And you got some people didn't do it long. They backslid because they lost interest. Because they didn't see how important it was. Because the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. So if God said what he meant what he said. If God spoke that in his word, he meant what he said. He let you know. If you don't get something in the Lord, you are not going to keep wanting to walk with God. I wouldn't have been able to walk with God all the years that I walked with God if somebody, I was sitting up on a ministry where they taught me how to pray, taught me how to seek God. I'm so glad about it, because I couldn't even be, I have to be saved today. And because I would say, my children, God saved them. And I got another that I'm looking for God to save. Because you have effect on your whole household, really. That's true, though. Amen? Somebody give God the praise. They say nobody's saved in the family. Everybody, the devil take everybody down the same road. Kill everybody. Take everybody out with a generation curse. Mama had it, sister had it, now you got it. But you get praying in the Holy Ghost, that stuff stops. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. So it's very essential. It's very important to stir up your pure minds. Uh-huh. And you got some place you ought to be glad, because there's some place don't tell you nothing about stirring up your pure mind. They just say, bring me the money in and tell you how much you can get well and say, well, Lord, we out of here now. You ain't got nothing to fight the devil with your soul. Uh-huh. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. I'm so glad that God, he's concerned about my spirit, but I'm so glad he's concerned about my whole entire being. Right. You know, God is concerned about your health. God is concerned about your wealth. God is concerned about your mind. He's concerned about your will, your emotion. He's concerned about the whole entire you. Right. Why would he be so concerned about your soul and let your flesh get all messed up? Your physical body got messed up, and don't do nothing for it, because you won't make it too long. Somebody give God a praise. Like I was telling Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know. I actually have never had no sneezing and no not like that all this morning. I've never had that in my whole life. I don't, that just came like out of nowhere. I've never had. That was supposed to stop me before I got here. I was doing it all before I got here, but I just kept on going. Then it was raining when I got outside. I just kept on going. I said, because I've learned to press past some things. As long as I can move. Now, if I can't move, I couldn't get here. But as long as I got feet and everything can move, I'm going to move. Because I'm not going to let that stop me. Devil, we let too many things stop us. And the devil said, you let this stop you, he's going to stop you here. He's going to stop you here, he's going to stop you here. But didn't you know, sometimes you know something, he don't want you to speak to people into people's lives. He don't want you to speak what God give them. So he tries to head you off. So you want to always keep the leaders, amen. You want to keep them in prayer because he comes all kind of ways. This ain't he. If it ain't this way, it might be some other way he comes. But I've learned his tactics. And I know this too shall pass. Somebody give God praise. Yes. Being careful for nothing. Careful means I'm being cautious. I'm being alert. God's people need to square up their shoulders and be alert. And think, the Bible says, examine yourself. He didn't tell nobody else to examine you. Told you to examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. See if you still in God's will. See if God is pleased with you. We don't tell one another. We don't tell God. God is pleased with me. You need to hear from God to let him let you hear him say, I am pleased with you. And God got ways to let you know I am pleased with you. We may think God's pleased with me because I read one little scripture a day or a whole week. Or I quote one little scripture and I say, hello, by Jesus. And then we feel like he's a pleased with us. He might want you to do more than that. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Amen. We get more energy to other things than the things of God. We say, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. Amen. So you're really selling yourself short because you're getting shorter over here with the things of God, but you're getting heaped up with the things over here. And whatever's got the highest balances, that's really what's going to win. Somebody out there give God a praise. So you got to know to keep it balanced, and you got to know to keep it real. Amen. You got to know I can't do this thing like if I feel like I got to do it anyway. Right. Right. Amen. So come on, give God a praise. We don't give little things and say, this is satisfying to the Lord. You need to find out if it's satisfying to the Lord yourself. We say, hello, Jesus, and goodbye, Jesus. I talked to God. I prayed today. That's satisfying to Jesus. That might not be enough for you, honey, because when you keep walking with God, you got to get intense, more intense. Why do you have to get more intense? Somebody said more intense. That means you got to push harder in the throne. You got to push harder in your prayers. You got to push harder in the things of God because you are going through greater things than you was when you first came to God. So if you don't push for more, you're not going to have enough to fight the devil with. So God gives us warnings through his word. That's why churches are sent to, Bible classes are sent to, Sunday school, all that sent to. We've given us two, so we have fight. Uh-huh. Come on, give God a praise. If you was in kindergarten one time, the kindergarten was good for you while you was in kindergarten. But if you move to the first grade, you need to find out first grade lessons. You need to find out second grade lessons. If you don't move to the 12th grade, you cannot do no first grade lesson in the 12th grade. It is not going to work. I can't take hardly nothing, amen, than when I first got saved and use it for me today. I had to get some more learning in my spirit about the things of God so I could have the strength to still be able to fight. You can't fight off a little kindergarten stuff. I got saved. Don't you see there's a big devil? You got stuff that you didn't have to go through then that you're going through now. God didn't even let you go through the stuff back then, what you're going through now, because you wouldn't have made it. Come on, somebody give God a praise. Amen. And it says, rejoice in the Lord. I'm not going way back there, but let me go back and say, be careful for the nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. By prayer. Be careful. Watch what's prayerful, but by prayer. Prayer is communicating with God. That's the simplest definition that I got for you today. It's just simply communicating with God. That's what prayer is. Because he's the only supreme being. He's the only one who can really help you. So it's communicating with God. And it says, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. Supplication means request. Asking God. Amen. Asking for something. Making your request known unto God. And reason God has it that way is so you won't be burdened down, so you won't be troubled. You'll be able to breathe, so to speak. He given us that, that's a blessing. He given us that opportunity that we can come to him with prayer and supplication. And he said, most of us forget about it, but he said, thanksgiving too. Most of us always leave that out. We go to God, God, I need, oh God, we crying out to God, are we asking God for something, we petition God for something, but we hardly ever say, Lord, I sure do thank you. You should really, that should be on your first agenda. First, before I ask anything, Lord, I thank you waking me up this morning, starting me on my way. Thank you for helping me in every way. Lord, I love you. I thank you. However you want to do it, but you ought to give God praise for not just tell him about your problems. Somebody give God a praise. Because if you started off like that, your prayers have come so much easier. It won't be so hard. You like you pulling teeth or something. Lord, this. And Lord, my mama. And Lord, my daddy. And Lord, my headache. And you pulling stuff. You don't have to do that. God will give you a much flow. Amen. A prayer. Amen. Prayers already labors to your flesh. It don't want to pray. But God said, amen, pray, because prayer is going to keep your flesh where it needs to be kept at, intact. Amen. And say, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. God said, make it known to me. Even though I know it, God said, I want you to speak it anyway.
Yeah, make it known.
Because why? It's gonna strengthen in your faith. And it said, after you do that, the God said, I'm gonna let my peace, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, is gonna keep your heart and mind. God said, after you pray about a situation, I'm gonna give you peace. That's really what he's saying. After you pray about a situation, he said, I'm gonna give you peace. That's really what he's saying.
Thank you.
Somebody said thank you, and I thank him too. How many peace is just good to have? God said, after you pray, now if you pray and you're not praying in faith and you don't believe, you're going to have that peace. Mm-hmm. But if you're praying and you're praying and seeking the Lord, the Bible said, I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. Them diligently seek me means I'm earnestly, I'm not down here praying to you, Lord, and wondering what I'm going to do when I get up. I'm not praying down to you, Lord, answering my texts and all that. I'm not praying to you, my man. He's diligently seeking the Lord. You got all your focus. That's why some of us don't get no breakthrough. All your focus, intention, everything else is out. Mm-hmm. Upon the Lord. Because I'm going to get what I come down here for. When I come to the Lord for a prayer, I'm going to get it, whether it's manifest or not. I'm going to believe I got it when I got it. So you're supposed to, when we pray, we're supposed to believe that we got what we asked for when we got down there. But most of us don't do it that way, because while we're praying, you know what? The devil will get down with you when you kneel down to pray. Can I get an amen? He will bring all kind of stuff to you. You'll be like, what is this? You might have been somewhere that week, and you ain't thought no more about the different things that you've done that week. You ain't thought no more about it. But when you get down to prayer, he will bring everything to your mind.
Lord, yes, he will.
And what do we do? When he brings you your man, we do this. You know, he might say, you got to take care of this situation. And you're already in the middle of prayer. You say, and thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord. And you almost forget what you said, because your mind went back to that. You got to bring yourself back. Amen. You got to say, I cast down every imagination. I rebuke you, Satan. Because how you going to think you're going to get something when your mind is split down there? How you even know God even heard you? Somebody give God, I'm teaching you how to pray. So, I ask the Lord to help me, because I be sitting up there and I be praying, and I don't want the man just run off somewhere else.
Easy.
And your man going in a conversation that you heard the other day, or you know, like, why am I supposed to be in prayer or what? But most of us just go on with them. And you know what happens? If you don't stop that, you just get on up and you feel like your prayer's over with. Somebody give God a praise. Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
Trying to show you how to get some breakthroughs. So see, we say all the time, I have prayed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have. But did God hear you? Did you get a breakthrough?
Come on now.
Amen?
Yeah,
so it's saying, Amen. The peace of God will pass out when you supplicate before the Lord and you pray and make your request known to the Lord. The Lord said, my peace is going to come upon you. When God's peace come upon you, he takes the worry out. Your situation may look the same, but he takes the stress and worry out when most people would have a nervous breakdown. You got that option. God just takes the, you know, he just, you know, bills may come. One come after the other. As soon as you ain't even paid them, and then others coming. Due dates. All that stuff. Stuff in red. Stuff due dates. You know, I'm learning to do like it. When they come to me, I'm going like, I ain't got them paid yet. It's like, Lord, here's this too. I'm learning to do that. Here's this too. Somebody give God a praise. Or maybe that may not be your situation. If you can pay him, you might be having another situation. Uh-huh. I'm believing God for this. I'm trying to walk right, and here's something else to hit my body. It's like, give him that too. Somebody give the Lord a praise. We'll magnify this stuff. And I think to myself, I don't like to say my nothing. When I was coming down here, the devil said, I said, I don't claim this mess. I don't care if they say it's allergies or whatever. It is not mine. I'm going to never say it's mine. It's not mine. I don't claim that. If I have a headache or whatever, my head hurt or something like that, I'm not going to say that this comes every year. If it comes every year, I'm not claiming it's mine.
No, it's not yours.
Whatever it is, go back to hell from whence it come. That's why I'm trying to do God's will. I don't know about nobody else. You got to have health and strength to do God's will.
Amen.
You ain't gonna want to do God's will all sick and afflicted all the time.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. You do what you can do to God make it better, but you're looking for him. You're not gonna accept this gonna be like this all my life. Mm-hmm. Come on, give God a praise. So I had parents. My father, he was a man of faith. Thank God for that.
Thank you.
My mother and father were saved, but my father was a man of faith, so I've learned some things when I was younger, even though I wasn't saved. Mm-hmm. And I learned the truth, and I still do it. I learned the truth. I done prayed to myself, I don't know how many times before I left here, before I came here today. Cursing sickness, cursing whatever attack that came on me, and I just kept moving. And sometimes the more you pray, sometimes it's like the worse it gets. I said, Lord, I'm going to minister this morning, but I'm not. I got to obey, open my mouth. It's got to be, you got to make some kind of convenience for me to do it. You talk to the Lord like that. Amen? And he's making it possible. Yeah, I've had a little here and there, but I thank God making it possible. Because I know it's the attack of the devil. Sometimes when the devil don't want you to do the things of God, don't want you to say the things of God, he'll come like a flood and attack you. And when you get on down the road, you notice you'll be all right. It's just when you're going to do something for God, he don't want you to do it. Somebody give God a praise. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, once you cast your cares on the Lord, amen, God said, I'm going to give you peace. Now, when God said, I'm going to give you peace, it's up to us to accept the peace. It's up to us to take the peace. Sometimes we take it, but we take it and drop it. Because the devil come right back again and worry you again. You had peace 1 minute, then you dropped it. You got to keep on saying, Lord, keep me, help me stay in peace. Somebody give God a praise. All right. And it says, the peace of God will keep your hearts in mind. And then in verse 8, it says, finally, he said at the last conclusion, he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. God said, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. These are good things he's speaking about. Whatsoever things are just, righteous. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. If you notice, all these are good things. Whatsoever things are good report. It says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, any virtue, any righteousness, any goodness, if there be any goodness, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, God said, these are the things I want you to think on. So, most of our battles and depression and discouragement really starts in the mind. The battlefield is the mind. And it starts here, what you think, how you think, mm-hmm. how I think. If you think, amen, that my life is doomed, or you think a bunch of negativity, you think that, then you're going to start acting like what you think. Mm-hmm. You are what you say. You are what you eat. Amen. If you eat a lot of junk food, your body is not going to make it too long because they don't have the right kind of foods in it. Amen. You're not going to be healthy. Eat healthy foods, you're going to have a healthy body. Eat junk food, you're going to have not a good body. Not a healthy body. We are what we take in our mind. You take in discouragement, you take in negativity, and you are going to act it out. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. The devil can put thoughts in your mind. This person don't like you. That person don't like you. You gonna not have nothing. All your life. All these thoughts, they're thoughts first. It sees the devil. So if you receive all them things, you are going to start acting it out. Amen. And it says, think on these things. Is there been any praise and virtue? Think on these things. And it says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen me do. We have to learn how to do these things. We don't come here with a silver spoon in our mouth and just know all this. It's learning. It's a process. We learn God's ways. Amen. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen me do. And the peace of God should be with you. Verse 10, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care of me have flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye like opportunity. Verse 11 said, not that I speak in respect of want, but he said, I have learned. Paul said, for I have learned in whatsoever state or whatever condition that I'm in, I have learned therewith to be content. You don't learn at one. You don't learn overnight. It's a process of you learning how to be content. Amen. Content means to be satisfied. It's like, this may not be going the way that I want it to go, but I can deal with it. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. It's like, I'm not going to fall off the axis of the world because this is not going my way. I can deal with this. In other words, I'm satisfied. I would say, learn to be content. It said, whatever state I have learned, that whatever state that I am, therefore to be content. Amen. Content means to be satisfied. And it means to be with what one have. Be satisfied in the condition that you are in until the Lord changes it. Be content with it. Because if you don't be content with something, you can be overtaken and destroy and discourage. You can be in a bad way if you don't learn to be content. It means almost like if you have need of some things and you just don't have the money for them, what you going to do? Kill yourself? Just say, I can't make it. You got to keep moving.
Yes, you do.
So the Lord say, I will learn to be content. In other words, he said, be content in either state that you be in. That means whatever condition that you're in. Amen. Learn to be content. So I've learned to be content. It's a process. You don't learn it overnight. It says, I know how to be abased. Abased means low or without. I know how to be abased. And I know how to still serve God, whether I have it or not have it. I know how to be abased. And he said, I know how to abound. In other words, I know how to do when I have it, when everything's going good. And I know how to do when I don't have it, when things are not going good. It's something you learned. You don't come to that all at once. God teaches us. Amen. It said, I learned how to be abased. Sometimes we look at people and they may look like they way more prosperous than we are. But you really don't know what they went through to get that before they happen. You don't know. Somebody give God a praise. Y'all continue to pray for the pastor. I don't know what in the world this is. I'm praying. Amen. But I'm trying. I'm pressing through here. I'm about done. I know how to be abased, and I know how to bound. And everywhere in all things, I am instructed, I am taught both to be full and to be hungry. Amen. I know how to have it when I have it, and when I don't have it, to be full and hungry. I know how to both abound and to suffer need. You got to know how to suffer as well as get things from God too. You got to know how to go through when things are rough. The same way you know how to go through things with fine. Because God wants you to know all that. Amen? Mm-hmm. And it says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And you can. Amen? That's what I'm doing today, is Christ strengthened me. Amen? You do all things. You learn to do all things. Amen? And we learn to do it with God's help. Being with a smile on our face and joy in our hearts. He's the one that helps us. Sometimes we have to ask God, Lord, for the spirit of heaviness, Lord, would you anoint me with the oil of gladness? Uh-huh. You feel your spirit heavy, you don't want to walk around like you're heavy. And a lot of times, I'm going to tell you, most of our problem, if we stay where we need to be in the presence of the Lord, stay right wherever he wants us at in our souls. And I want to say, stay in the presence of the Lord. I'm not saying stay in one place and pray all day. I'm not talking about in your soul. Stay some in the places in God where you know God is pleased for you to be at in your soul, doing what he wants you to do. And we stay by that rivers of living water like we need to. Depression and all that will not soak us up too much. But when we start to getting away from less of God's presence into more things, then the depression, discouragement, and all that will just sit. Be a part of your life. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In the book of 1 Timothy, try to find it here. Uh-huh. I've really been fought this morning by the enemy, but God is helping me anyway. Never spent nothing like this before. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6-8. It says, but godliness, righteousness, with contentment is great gain. God said if you're godly, first of all, you're righteous, and then being content. See, when a person is content, the devil can't bounce you like a ball all over the place. It's almost like you'll be saying, I'm staying right here till God move for me. I'm going to stay steady, praise him. I'm not going to let situations and things move me out of back and forth. The devil can't do much with you like that. But if you don't stay and you have a mindset like that, he'll bounce you all over the place. He'll bounce you all over the place. And when I say bounce you all over the place, the battle will be in your mind. Your emotions be going up, they be going down, they be going in and out. You be mad at folks. And one minute you be happy at folks, you be going all over the place. He done got in there. Amen. Amen. Say, but godliness with contentment is great gain. And it says, for we bought nothing into this world, and we really haven't. You, we come into the world, you're a naked baby. You don't have clothes on even. He ain't bought nothing to this world. And it said, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. When you leave out of here, they're going to put clothes on you. That's all. You ain't going to know nothing about it. And you go out the same way you came in. And it says, and having food and raiment, let us be therefore content. God said, be thankful if you got food and clothes. Y'all be thankful. He said, y'all be satisfied. You got foods and clothes, and you got the things to take care of. You ought to be thankful. Somebody give God a praise. I'm done with this, and for us, I know. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Learning to be content. It's a process. We want everything right now. I do too. We all do. We want everything right now. But some things you're not going to get right now because God is yet working on the things, and he's working on you too. See, a lot of times we set time limit. We set, and I tried to learn not to do that. It's easy to do sometimes, especially when you're waiting on God for some things. You don't watch it. You just summing it up. You almost set. Got your day set and everything. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't do that. We can't hear nothing else I said. Don't do that because you'll be disappointed. I say, don't say no more than what God told you. Just to say only what he's told you. If he's giving you a date, okay. But most time God don't give dates. Uh-huh. Amen. I'll just be most time he don't give dates. Cause we think we need a date, but we really can't handle a date. If God would speak something to some of us right now and say, I got this date and 2020, such and such gonna happen, we'll faint right now. Cause we can't even take it right now. He don't give dates. Even if he told us at the end of the year, which the end of the year ain't far, if he told us even next month, it depends on what you waiting on. Your mind may not be able to handle that. Amen. So God, we don't sum things up. I used to didn't know that, but I've learned it. You set a time frame for God, you're gonna be disappointed. You better learn how to take one day at a time. Don't even try to look way down the road. Mm-hmm. Just believe that God, if he said it, that he's going to do it. Don't even try to figure out how he's going to do it, when he's going to do it. Don't do that. Because you be discouraged, and you be wondering why you're discouraged, because you had false expectation that he didn't give you. He might have told you he's going to do something, but he didn't tell you all the details. Most of the time, God do not tell you all the details. Sometimes I have asked the Lord, what's the details? I have. Because I'm kind of a detailed person. If you tell me something, I want to know when, where, how. I want to know something. I know God won't give me all that. But sometimes, especially if you keep speaking it to me, Lord, I'm precise with the Lord in my prayers. I talk to the Lord the way I am. I don't want to be like, oh, Lord said so, and the Lord said so, and I don't have Lord, what am I getting? Give me understanding. Give me what you want me to know. Because he knows what I can handle, what I can't handle. But don't never set a time frame on God, because you cause your own discouragement. You'll come because God, then you'll say, well, God told me, God didn't tell you, but you got to look and see, did he tell you everything? He said, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to bless you with a new car, bless you in the house, bless you with a spouse and everything, or bless you with whatever you want, even to healing. Did he tell you every morbid detail? No, he didn't.
No, he ain't going to do that.
So if he didn't tell you that, don't you put it there. You just take one day at a time. It'll be much easier for you and much easier for me. Mm-hmm. We say, we do this, Lord, I can't take this no more. So on the other end, we say, it's going to happen here. We did that. We tell the Lord what we can't do, then we set the date. Uh-huh. Then what happens when it don't happen? And the Bible says, tells us about drawing back. So you can draw back from things of God and never open your lips. The devil, it's going to hurt you, not God. You can draw back. I'm not going to do the things of God. I'm not going to read the Bible. I'm going to do all this more than God. Because really, you disappointed God because you feel like whatever he told you should have happened by now. When you think like that, that can be discouragement. Amen. Remember, he's God and we're not. He's God and we're not. When you draw back and feel like I don't want to really give God all I got because I'm feeling down about something. I don't like the way my life is going. You know, God will be patient with you, but really, you're not hurting God. Who are you hurting? Yourself. And you don't want to do that too much because you find yourself, the devil will find, make you think the grass is greener on the other side. And they having more fun over there. You need to go over there where they are to have more fun. And it's a trick of the devil. When you get over there, it won't be so easy to get back. Somebody give God a praise. So you got to keep your focus. Don't never let nothing get more time. Take the time out for the things of God that you can stay encouraged. That you can go on. That's how you go on. You don't go on. I tell anybody, you cannot just walk this walk right here and go on and stay encouraged without, if God don't encourage your soul. I say that again. You cannot stay encouraged over here. I don't care if your mama wants you to be here. If you do it for the pastor, who you will not be able to do it too long if it's not coming from the inside.
That's true.
You're only going to do it so long and you're going to be out.
Amen.
You got to do it because the Holy Ghost is on the inside keeping you encouraged. That's how I'm able to do this. The Holy Ghost keep me. I can't look to people who encourage me. Like I'm sniffing and all this up today. I ain't had anybody say, well, I ain't looked for nobody to say that, but oh, past time, go sit down and take a rest. I got to keep moving. You don't know people. They be looking. They be like, she be all right. Some of y'all probably say, she be all right. Let's say what you got to say.
No.
You know what I'm saying? People don't feel it like you feel it. They don't know what you're going through like you know what you're going to do. So don't look for nobody. Know the trouble you see. Nobody's going to know the trouble you see. You can tell them. You can try to portray to them. But they're not going to understand it like you do. So don't get mad at them. Okay. Don't get discouraged. Don't get upset with them because they don't know your trouble. Just keep it moving.
That's true.
And I try to be mindful of people. Amen. Myself. When somebody's going through something and I know it's going through, I try to like, Lord, I don't know if I can do that. I pray. I do that because in my time of need, I want the Lord to remember me and he'll have people praying for me. We take people lightly too much. We take them for granted too much. Oh, they be all right. They be all right. How you know they're going to be all right now? You praying for them? Amen. We be so caught up in the candy jar and the cookies and everything. I'm having fun. You ain't even thought about your sisters and brothers over here. I try to be mindful. I don't care what. I don't care how much money God give me. I don't care where to get them. I try to be mindful. Still have a place where I think about others.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
And when you be in a position like this, how could you really minister to people if you don't really care about people? And even if you're not a minister, how could you say you love people and you don't even think about nobody but yourself?
Right.
Somebody give God a praise.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here, a lot of people say, I be praying for it. Ain't been more going to pray, but they ain't thought more about you than they seen you.
Lord.
I pray for God's people all the time. You know, I pray for myself, the things I need, and I pray for especially the people God's put me over. I pray for them first, amen, then pray for other people. I pray for people, I hope y'all praying for me too, but if y'all ain't, I'm praying.
Uh-huh.
And God's got me. But I hope you praying too, but I pray for, I call out people, the saints' names, their families I've been representing. I said, Lord, bless the Coleman family, bless the Dufan family, bless Sister Tiffany, I pray for everybody, and I pray for people I constantly get, I pray for them, I pray for my son, I pray for people, amen, I just always remember, oh me, oh Lord, I'm still in this situation. God already heard my situation. So I'm not going to mope over it. You know, sometimes I tell the Lord, I say, Lord, I don't understand why this ain't happening, that ain't happening. I say, but it's ask you to keep me encouraged. Because see, if you don't talk to God like that, you can look at your situation and become very discouraged. You can. It's like, Lord, you know, why I'm the sick and I'm not well? Lord, why I need finances, why I don't have them? Lord, why I need a companion and I don't have it? And that's one of the things I ain't trying to rush God. I desire it, but I ain't trying to just be at the throne all the time by there because I know that is a big responsibility right there.
Yes,
a man and a husband and a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did I just say? A husband and a wife. Devil, you are a lie. A husband and a wife, not no man and man. I get that real clear. Not no woman and woman. Amen. It ain't that deep. I don't never want to go twist it like that. Y'all, somebody, all the men in jail, they're gay or something. I'm gonna run to a woman. The devil is a liar. God got a husband just for you and just for me. And who anybody need a wife? God got a wife just for you. You ain't gotta go nowhere twisted. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You just gotta trust God and do good. Trust God and do good. Keep your right composure. Let your moderation be known unto all men. God is at hand. Give God the praise in your situation anyhow. Amen. Somebody wave your hands to the Lord. Amen.